All right, hello, sirs. Yes, I was knighted by a guy. Not to give him any more attention than he deserves, but Mr. Sir joined Horde immediately, then sent a backchannel message asking to be let back into Goons, and then when he was not given that option, he immediately started talking and went to Helocal about how great Horde is, having never been there. So, Sir's living the dream. So I got some exciting stuff. I'm just really happy with everything about the state of the Alliance, but that actually reminds me. One thing I would like to do, I would love to gather some, I guess for lack of a better word, like testimonials from people who were in Horde and came over about what they thought it was going to be like and what it ended up being like over here. That would be interesting information for me. So that would be kind of cool. Ceremonials, yes. Thank you, Babum. Yes, so this week I did go with Data and do some Stormbringer ratting. That was pretty cool. I encouraged them to sort of work out the last kinks of the setup. And I think it'd be something that we can send new players to once they get a Stormbringer trained, or if they want to be the looter. That's like a pretty cool group activity. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week if you guys get it done. Yeah, Uma Thurman says, what, Asher ratting? So, yeah. When we came to Delve, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out optimal Ishtar fits. And a lot of the fits that we use, some of that stuff was, you know, testing myself. And then I did a lot of work on crab cooling and figuring out certain stuff there. It was not my idea. The original person that told me about that was Talji and Angry Mustache. I mean, no, it was my idea. I originally came up with it, and I'm stealing it. So I do a lot of ratting because I want to solve this stuff and make it the best that we can do. So yeah, it's not unusual to see me out there ratting.
Because guys, bear in mind here, Asher doesn't FC or anything like that. You know, he's got plenty of time on his hands.
Yeah, as a person who's done 4 times FCing, what else would I be doing? Yeah, Alan, do you kind of Stormbringer sig going through every system with 10 or 15 people and just eating everything? I'm going to Stormbringer ratting is it scales pretty well. Each new person you add increases your efficiency up to a point, but you can run like 12 or 13 or 14 Stormbringers and everyone's still getting like 10 million per tick, which, you know, obviously you can get a little more with an Ishtar, but at that point you're clearing so many sites. There's just so much loot being left behind. And that's what I've encouraged Data to figure out is how to distribute that loot so that each person can get a percentage of the loot that they are creating. Also, at that point, you're essentially just mining, if you think about it, because all that rat poop, it's just being turned into minerals. So when you're creating that much rat poop, you're just creating more minerals. Yeah, and you're gun mining. We used to say gun mining, and it meant a totally different thing, but that is really, that's really what's happening, gun mining. And rat poop makes isogen. Yeah, exactly. Kazimir was probably, somewhere in the distance, Kazimir's come running to his keyboard to be like, yes, please do what he's talking about. Kazimir says, rat poop makes a diverse spread of minerals, extremely well suited to making thousands of battleships in particular. So yeah, next week, if it is ready, we'll talk about what you can do if you want to join them with your one Stormbringer. As far as a Sir Sig, I don't know that we'll have a Sir Sig in Ilum. They did make me a Sir title. You can at just Sir, and it messages only me. So I have been memorialized as Sir. Yeah, Woosie says, do you know why a dashboard and info is offline and how long it takes to come back online? I don't have details on that. It's something we discussed already. I think, what's the solution? Is dscan.info the one they can use temporarily? I think that's the one that's okay to use. I would probably just use that one, dscan.info, temporarily. And we're looking at a more permanent solution. But dscan.info is owned by Initiative, so we're not super worried about that one. And we're going to look at getting a reprogrammed dashboard type solution for us. So that's on the plan. I would say, developer time, coding time is probably this precious resource in Goonswarm Federation and the Imperium as a whole. A lot of people come to ideas about something. Hey, this could just code it. For instance, one person talked to me, hey, could we code this for Stormbringer ratting? I'm like, it's potentially like it could be coded, but you need to find someone who wants to do it and we'll donate their time. And that's always that's always the hard part. But I think that's something we can get done pretty quickly. Alrighty, let me talk about some of my end items. There's some of the stuff I'm pretty excited about. Okay, so number one, Ankh asked me to mention that they're revamping Skirmish Commander training under university, and the new program is going live after this very fireside. So all FCs, but especially Skirmish Commanders, should join the university Discord, and they have new resources, new training material, and there'll be pings in the Discord about classes and guides. So if you are a Skirmish Commander, or you are someone who wants to become one, or you just want to learn anything about this game, go ahead and hop on that Discord, discord.gg/university. We'll take you to their Discord, and you can learn more about basically anything in EVE, but or have thought about FCing, to go there. FCing is something I've obviously done 4 times at least, and it is a super rewarding thing to do. And we highly encourage people to try. It's incredibly hard, so it is a challenge. It's weird. It's incredibly, yeah, let me think about that. It's easy to get into. Like, goons are very welcoming. If you say, hi, I'm a first-time FC, no one is going to bite your head off. They're going to give you some advice. They're going to be helpful. They're going to be patient. But doing it well is very hard, and so there's a lot of room for growth. I like it a lot, obviously, having done it 4 times. Does university teach us how to post good?
We lost you there, Asher.
Yeah, he has some trouble with his connection. So
it's my connection. Am I better now?
Yeah, it's back.
All right. Yeah, was that part of the bingo? Audio internet issues? Yeah, I literally don't know if you guys are putting one up on me or if my connection sucks right now.
Your connection sucks.
It really is bad, Asher. It was doing fine, then it's dropping in and out.
All right, any better? Or are we still crapping out?
Well, you only talk for a couple words and it usually comes through, so it's still okay.
Well, just let me know if it goes pear-shaped here, okay? Can we reverse the polarity? Boris, can we reverse the polarity of Mumble? Is that something that works? They do it on Star Trek, Boris. All right. And let's see. Okay, let's talk about the survey. So the survey is pretty good, pretty cool, pretty awesome. All right, so what we did was we want you guys to fill this out. So we've incentivized it. So if you fill out the survey, you get 5 PAPs. So, and it's like under 30 questions. It's not, and most of them are check yes or no. It is not that hard. So you get 5 PAPs, so your corp would love you to fill out the survey. It's good for you to fill out the survey. When you log into the survey, it checks that your account has done one or not. So you can only do it once, but it does not associate that survey to your account. In the survey itself, you can put your account name in if you want to. But the reason we did that is because we obviously don't want to have someone just spend and get, you know, 1 billion PAPs. But we do want you guys to feel free to share your open and honest information. So we would love everyone to fill this out. Very, really, really huge. We've worked on it for a while. Obviously, this guy came up with the idea a week ago, but we went back in time and started working on it 6 months ago. So we're excited to do it. There will be a link. We'll paste it at the very end of the fireside. Yeah. And then we'll hopefully, you know, we can make some improvements and do some stuff based on what you guys say. We're very interested.
And don't worry. The last question is checkbox.
Yeah. A lot of you were concerned about that. We had already put that in there. Anyone who suggested it, we'd already come up with the idea. You didn't make it up. It was ours. Sniper thought of it. Okay. That's really it for the stuff I wanted to talk about. You guys got some questions? Throw them my way. We'll hit it up. Test has space now. Can we burn it? I believe it's time to Chinese time zone, which is the downside to it. That's something I say a lot these days, unfortunately. Yeah. Ghoster asked about Kirkland gold bars. I don't know if you guys know this. Costco is selling gold bars, like actual gold coins, like Kruger Rands, basically. You can buy Kirkland brand gold. Where's the survey? We'll be posted pretty soon. PI mining with Asher. Yeah, I know. I haven't done it yet. It's my bad. I just haven't really wanted to stream. That's why I haven't done it. Yeah, and then one other thing I want to mention about the survey is that it is for the whole Imperium. It's not just goons. So if you are in here and you are outside of goons, if you're not, we want to hear your opinion as well. SCC surcharge, any thoughts? Yeah, I don't understand why they're doing it. Obviously, we're going to adjust to it, but you know, our boffins and the finance channels have been working on it since they announced it. But still, it doesn't make sense to me. Have I posted any battle reports properly with random kills added yet? I do have some jump bridge kills saved up to add to a battle report, but I have not done it yet. Boffins. It's a lovely word the Brits have for, like, scientists, engineers, people who work on things, smarty pants. It's a word I stole from the British that I quite enjoy. Nerds, yeah. Geeks, boffins.
So where's something that definitely would be applied to you, right?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Where's the number one FC in the Imperium? Tetrakill? How dare you insult a big red boat like that? He is number 1 through 5. Asher, I'd like to create a new Imperium march song. Do we want to do that? It is your project, your task. I'm not going to guarantee your song becomes our motto, but maybe if it's awesome, it will. Yeah, Tetrakill is awesome, but, you know, boat is number 1 through 5. I'm sorry. That's an immutable fact. Boat is having twins. There are going to be 2 baby boats in this world. Perhaps in, you know, 14 years, we'll have, like, boat flood FCing for Goonswarm Federation. Asher Elias, you remind me of Kirkland Brand's Cesfan Quilla. That is, like, the nicest compliment Anne's ever gave me, Diogenes. Asher Elias is number 2. Put this in your bio if you agree. Do you miss FCing? We miss you. I FC'd a fleet a couple days ago with 2 skulls, but yeah, I would do more if I could. Is it possible to revisit the mining anom rules? The Bistot rocks are being left and are a pain to mine. Please, can we allow C-type crystals in Bistot and make them be mined first? It's something we can talk about, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I don't think C-types are banned. Are they banned? Is there a post that says that? Can I get a link?
Yeah, it looks like he says, someone says yes. Definitely banned.
Okay, we can definitely unban those for Bistot. I will get that modified today. I know about that. C-types are fine for Bistot and for Mordunium if anyone is that masochistic.
Ottoman,
thank you for mentioning that.
Ask about hitting structures in CNTZ. Can we do it weekly? There is some stuff going on weekly, but it's not stuff we're going to alarm clock for. I'm going to call an alarm clock. That's just too frequently. But yeah, we got plans for stuff like that. Yes. Milano Boy, you'd have to ask him. Chinese New Year soon. Do we expect any kind of Hell Week again? Yeah, that's a good point. It is in about a week for an hour or so. Not that I've seen that they have any plans, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't happen. Asher, your thoughts on Puxatawny Phil's prophecy and how it could impact the Imperium? I mean, that's the hard-hitting questions, OB, that I really expect from someone like you. Puxatawny Phil is essentially a prophet, and his word is both law and religion for us, so whatever he says goes. Asher, okay, this is an important question, obviously. English muffins, biscuits, crumpets, other, what is the breakfast pastry for the year of our Lord 2024? Southern-style biscuits are the best pastry that has ever existed and ever will exist. Anyone who says anything else is a heretic. They are delicious. I know that there's some British person here going, I don't like biscuits. You don't know what biscuits are. Please just trust me on this. It's not what you think. They're amazing. Sarah asks, I have not seen any Ranger History Time fleets recently. When can we get a new one to teach our newbies about our history? So, Sarah, I actually love that question. It's something I've been thinking about a lot. When we updated the wiki, we got rid of a lot of, let's name some of the more unsavory stuff from our past, but it was kind of a clean sweep. And it's something I've been wanting to update and make sure that we get more of a history on there. I think that when you have a group that's been in existence for almost 20 years now, and that has such an interesting and rich history, it's good for new players to learn it. So, and I think a lot of people are curious about what there is to learn. So, yeah, that's something I want to address in the near future. But yeah, the history fleets are great and an interesting way to learn about, you know, some oral history of what happens. Let's do a book Kickstarter. Yep. that's a good one.
I think we should let someone else do it and then take credit for it instead. That's kind of the current meta for Kickstarters.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was pretty good. All right. Eagle Claw says, Burn Gita when? Eagle Claw, they changed the mechanics of bumping in high sec, and it has made a Burn Gita much harder to do. So unless our guys come to me and say, hey, we've come up with a method to do it, then it's probably not going to happen in the near future, much as we'd like to. Just Fund Empires of Eve Volume 3. So Andrew Groen has not said that he wants to do that yet. I don't know that he wants to. What are we going to burn down TTC? That's something where, you know, it's no longer what it was before. And it remains useful for us to have it up for some time. It'll die eventually, but when we feel like it's useful, best for it to do so. Predictions on what CCP has installed for Null this year, Mythos Underlord asks. No, I'm not going to make predictions. You know, they say the way to make God laugh is to make a plan. Well, you're trying to guess what CCP is going to do is sort of like that. But they have said they're going to focus on null tech. So obviously stuff will be incoming. I would say probably the one thing I expect most likely from them is I think they'll change jump bridges in some way. I have no information on this. I am just reading the tea leaves. It seems like whenever Reddit gets itself up into a tizzy about jump bridges being bad, CCP eventually makes a change. So that would follow the history of what we've seen before. My feeling is that I don't know what changes they will make. I think NullSec is the golden goose for CCP. It is what drives people to this game. The stories of NullSec is what gets people interested in this game. So I do not think that they will intentionally kill it. I think that it is possible they will unintentionally do so, but unlikely. I am confident that whatever changes they make, we will come out on top, because our leadership group here and overall, we are just the best at coming up with these kind of solutions. So I've not been worried. I've not lost any sleep about any changes. It will require adaptation, but I'm confident that we will adapt better than anyone else. So no predictions of what they will do, but confidence that we will be able to handle it. Sarah Bjorndotter asks, are we expecting Pantman to make major moves against us, or will it remain the somewhat uncommitted attempts they've been doing so far? Yeah, I think the latter there, Sarah. I don't expect them to make any major moves in the near future. That is really not in their character. The last time PanFam made a major move, they had Test Alliance as a meat shield in front of them, and Test Alliance and Legacy died because of it. So until they find someone else that they can catch all the arrows with by being in the Vanguard, I don't expect a major move from them. Let's see. Beyond Nox tees me up and says, Asher, what do you lose sleep over? He is teeing me up because he knows I told him I had a dream that we had a Keepstar timer that we had forgotten, and also it was in a strip mall, and I had to rally everyone to defend the Keepstar / end of the strip mall. And at the end, there were like hundreds of us standing around like the strip mall / Keepstar. It was a weird dream.
And then Asher's connection is dead again.
How about now? Are we good? All right. Hopefully that fixed it. I need to reboot my router after this. We have a big fight amongst Imperium Alliances. I think you might be joking there, Molino boy, but we've done that before, and it actually didn't turn out very well. It just engenders bad feelings amongst friends, and so, it's something that I don't think we'll be doing again.
Yes, non-skirmish commanders can join the university stuff for the FCs. Any FC can.
Oh, yeah. Asher, do you have friends? Like, in real life, yes, and in EVE, hopefully. I'm pretty good at making friends, I'd say. Thank you, Pyrus, for offering to be my friend. That was very kind of you. Asher, teach me how to make friends. Okay, yeah. This is actually serious. I know I joke about all that stuff, but you are not terrible at making friends.
You just dropped Asher.
Let's get some claps in Elysium for Asher's router sabotaging this fireside.
All right, let's try this again. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, it's good.
Apparently, your router is powered by claps.
Yeah, if you're not really good at making friends, this is like a serious thing. Being social, being good at that is a muscle. And just like if you wanted to have bigger biceps or whatever, you wouldn't expect it to happen just by looking at them. So the number one thing to do is to go out there and practice it. You need to put yourself somewhere where you can talk to people, and you need to realize that you're not going to lift a lot of weight at first. And it's the same thing with being social. Go out there, practice it, and you will get better at it. That's a guarantee. It's something that I would say, like many of you, I was pretty awkward when I was a teenager, and then I kind of realized that, and it helped a lot. And it also helped not to like try not to dwell on any one social thing, because that was something I did when I was younger. Is if I said something goofy, I kind of went back like, oh, what an idiot, you know. I think a lot of us have done that in our lives, and I just sort of embraced that sometimes I'm going to say weird stuff. That's just train of thought. And I went from there, and I got a lot better at it. Steroids equals muscles, booze equals friendships. So alcohol does remove inhibitions, blue plexus. And that is a lot of the problem, is that it's hard to get around your inhibitions. In the same way that steroids are not really great for you in the long term, neither is booze. And it's something you want to learn to do natty. I would have, if a little lubrication helps you, then maybe it's good, but don't let it become a crutch. I've seen people who it's become a crutch for, and it becomes a major problem. We're a natty alliance over here.
You're down again, Asher.
I think we just need to take the L at this point, Asher.
All right, thanks for coming.
So everybody will hopefully have a better router for Asher's updates for next week. Everybody have a good weekend.
The link for the surveys in Elysium.